You are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast, hosted by my guys Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network in the world. This is Frocast, episode 181 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, a.k.a. fuck the Cubs. Because I already know this nigga's about to tear it up. The dude I'm speaking of is King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. the Black Ryan Sandberg, a.k.a. the Black Chris Bryant, a.k.a. the Black Anthony Rizzo, a.k.a. the Black John Lester, a.k.a. the Black Jake Arrieta,
jerk,
a.k.a. the Black Javier Baez. I'm in the building, baby. It's a wonderful day to be a Cubs fan.
You could at least hit the Black Andre Dawson. Like, you could at least got that one in.
Nah, I wanted to go all white guys. I know about the Hulk. I ain't want to break him. I never like Andre Dawson, man. He's always pissed me off, man. It's like,
it's because he was old. He was the old black dude in the barbershop.
He looked like
the nigga that would smack the skin off you.
Yeah, he was always the one sitting there with the plate. He was Cedric the Entertainer. He always had a fish plate. Like, he cut nobody hair but old niggas. Like, you go to his chair, you a young nigga, get a haircut. He like, nah, nigga, I only cut one style, nigga. Like, nah. I don't do no parts. I do a straight part. Like, no, I don't do none of that.
I can't think of a black dude that was so popular in baseball that vanished from the sport like Andre did. When he was done, nigga, he was done.
Said, I stuck around till I was 50. I gotta have a regular life because I've been playing baseball.
But he ain't got no controversy. He ain't doing no commentary. That nigga just vanished.
Yo, that nigga Andre Dawson, man. Hey, is that nigga still alive, bro?
I was just about to say, if he's alive, they gotta bring him out for the playoffs.
He gotta do a 30 for 30, man. They probably don't want to bring no old Cubs around. They're like, we don't want no stick from none of y'all losers out here, man.
Like, God damn, man. Andre Dawson, though. You know what? The Expos part of his career probably fucked up a lot.
He's still alive. He's 61 years old, man. So he's still alive.
But how do you disappear from the sport? Like, dude, you was the black dude for the longest. You had the drippy Jerry curl till you retired.
Thick ass, King Junk approved mustache. Like,
he definitely on that Whispers. Definitely on the Whispers, bro. He had the push broom mustache. And bro just disappeared. He retired and said, I'm out.
Yes, man.
God damn. So fuck the Cubs anyway, man. You know what? I can't even hate. Like, the rivalry in me says fuck the Cubs. The professional, you know, the Saul Wright, who is always unbiased. They came to play. They kicked our ass in every aspect of the game, bro. From coaching, pitching, hitting, everything. So the Cubs got it, man. Hopefully y'all do something with it. Rest in peace to my boy, Jeff Gorman. He was a Cubs fan, lifelong Cubs fan. So this was for you, bruh. Hopefully y'all make it happen.
Yeah, that's what 1906, the last time they won?
1903 or some bullshit. 1908.
Yeah, it's been a long ass fucking time, man.
So, anytime you're 19-0, that's it.
Yeah, nigga, 19. Fuck that.
God damn. So and that's the other thing about it too. The baseball fan in me is like, yo, root for the underdog, but I cannot.
I understand the St. Louis, Chicago. It's a big hate. That's y'all big rival, right?
The rival. And it's not it's not a hateful rivalry. This is not the Rams versus the 49ers.
Yeah.
This is kind of like, you know, when the Cubs have a bad season, we're like, yo, we'll see y'all next season, Cubs. You know, that shit. But this season, Madden got in there, got all them young boys up there, and they whooped our ass, dog. Like, they handled us all season, so. Props to the Cubs, you bitches.
Hey, man, it happens, man. It happens.
It happens, man. So, this week, episode 181 is the apology episode. Everybody's sorry, man.
I'm sorry for what I did. I thought it's all right about it, so I'm, you know.
God damn.
Well, man. Sorry, not sorry.
Exactly. Right. It's a half-ass apology. That was like, I'm sorry if, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it don't really mean anything. We're sorry for not being the most known podcast out there. It's not really our fault, but we're just going to apologize anyway. because we're definitely the best kept secret.
Yes, best kept. Let's go ahead and listen, man. We got 181 shows.
Don't do it. We're not going in on the readers this week.
No. We're not going in on nobody. We're just saying, like, you know, like, we doing this all by staying behind the camera. We true to the podcasting format. We're not trying to be out there and access Hollywood, TMZ. We're not trying to do that. We're just trying to bring out good shows. And so, you know, maybe, like I said, episode 250, man, it's all right to step out there and do a video podcast. We're lying. We're never going to do that. But I'm just saying, you know, who knows, man?
Yeah, you know, we're not trying to be all up in the videos and shit, dancing all in the videos, man. You want to come with a crew, fuck with Nappy Afro. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of apologies, man, everybody, I don't even know where to start with this. I guess I want to talk about TV Talk first, because it's a quick one this week. And then we're getting all the goddamn apologies. Did you watch Empire, sir?
I did watch Empire.
So, what? Yeah, I don't really have a way to lead into this, so I'm fucking done with Empire.
Yes, sir. Motherfucking, hey, all I see is your boy fucking the Fonz jumping the motherfucking shark. Every fucking week it gets like, yo, it gets worse. Like, I mean, it's just like, man, come on, bro. Like, they really, I think they're running out of shit. But the people that still love it, love that shit. And I'm just like, y'all. And then they get mad when you say something about it. I mean, why you just can't enjoy it? It's a TV show. But, I mean,
this shit is really, like, this is, Empire right now is the and one of basketball. All it is a bunch of flashy spots. There's no game.
None.
There's no story. All we're looking for is the goddamn moments. So from the lawyer talking to a motherfucking suspected murderer in the streets, to the dead body showing up in a car, to the brothers fighting, like, it's just spot after spot after spot. There's no story development at all. The character, like, all of a sudden Uncle Bunky shows up. Now we're 3 episodes in now.
Might be 4.
4 episodes in now, and this is the first time that we really had the situation with Bunky brought back up.
Yeah, Bunky been dead since what? Oh, this is only season 2. But he been dead for a long time.
Right. Apparently, you know, time, this nigga done went to jail and came out. You know what I'm saying? We done had some time pass. We ain't said shit about Bunky. All of a sudden, we digging up the body.
No, that was Vernon body.
Vernon, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Uncle Bunky just got brought back. But Vernon is who I'm thinking of.
Bunky dead, bro.
Bunky been dead. Bunky been dead since what? Like episode 4 of the first season.
Yeah, exactly.
So, this, all of a sudden, that's the main storyline. I'm not a fan, bro.
They're looking for, like, what are they investigating Lucius for? Like,
because Bunky's dead.
But what was, okay, why all of a sudden they looking for Bunky? Like, what was Bunky, like, was he working for the police or something? Because he was the one that was trying to extort Lucius, right? What really, he was like, yo, if you don't give me this money,
that motherfucker was on his Keith Murray, and he said, yo, if you don't give me this money, I'm about to go tell on all the shit you did. So he popped him, and I think because Cookie was supposedly helping, working with the feds, when he showed up missing, that's when they got involved. Like, that white lady she was working with was like, okay, well, such and such is dead. We're going to find out who did it, like, as a favor. And then all of a sudden, Bunky's the most important man in the world.
Yes.
Now we got to find Bunky.
Yeah, because they got now, Mr. Vernon, whatever, he shows up. And then, you know, well, yo, props to Andre for, we said his name right. Props to Andre for getting back in the circle. You know, he went dug up a dead body and, you know.
like I don't know. Look, we always joke about dudes knowing and not knowing their father and how kind of soft that makes them. But this is the hardest working nigga that knows his father to get back in his father's graces.
I mean, you killed a nigga just to get back in your father's good graces. Like, you know, and then, like I said, for Lucius and his resources, putting a tracker on your boy car, and they out in the middle of nowhere, and next thing you know, his lawyer, his crooked-ass lawyer, they show up with a corpse detection device. And
pineapples, bro. Pineapples. Really? Really? So, Lucius, who was a drug runner and a record label producer, is the hardest nigga in whatever country this is. Because this ain't America. I don't know where the fuck they at.
Do you hear the way he talk? Like, I just can't see Lucius being like the what he say. We're back in the streets. See, Empire, they know Empire. Now, when the police are after you, you're a G. But when the feds are after you, you're an OG. I was just like,
look here, man. We got the feds coming after us, man. We the toughest people on the streets, man. We about to go global, man. I just bought this whole network, man. Hey, God. Like, really? What nigga in the record industry makes moves like this? Even Suge Knight wasn't this gangster.
Can I say something?
Please.
I don't think that internet exists on Empire, because there's no way you're selling that many albums with the internet. Listen.
Well, the internet exists because he leaked his album.
But obviously, it's not that motherfucking strong because, hey, no, Empire's still moving numbers.
Hey, I don't understand, bro. This nigga owns... So you own the radio. You own a label. You got a little spinoff label over here. What's the controversy at this point? I own radio and I have a label. I won. Why are we still talking? I don't get it, man. This whole fucking show, man, is just... It jumped a shark, bro. It jumped a shark. I can't do it. I'm not watching no more episodes.
I'm going to watch it just because I'm, you know, I done went this far. You know what I'm saying? I can't just turn around.
Hey, leave it in the comments. If y'all want us to keep talking about this fucking show, leave it in the comments.
Last night, it was just like... how did it end?
They put the dead body in the lawyer's car.
like she got in the car. Like, first of all, what black woman you know get in her car? You got a dead corpse in your passenger seat, not even in the back seat, not even in the trunk. Mm-hmm. She gets in the car, like, what's that smell? And then she look over, like, bitch, you seen a dead fucking body in your car?
Well, probably the same black woman who's a lawyer meeting with suspected murderers in the streets at night. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The feds running up in there with warrants. Like, when was the last time the feds ran up in a goddamn... I'm sure this probably happened somewhere. Ran up in a record label. Ran up in... Like, it's just...
House, everything. Cookie thing. Like, yo, they were just looking like they was petty. Real petty. So, like, I was just like, yo, man, this show...
Why would the feds come in your goddamn office and cut open the pillow looking for evidence?
They cut up a pillow, like, yo. They just trash. Like, so I wonder, like, what happens if the feds do run up in your house and they don't find nothing? You fuck my shit up. I'm just left to clean this shit up. You done broke my shit and all that shit. You ain't find shit. Like, what's going? Like, I wonder what the protocol is behind it.
I don't know. I hope to never know. Yeah. I just know
that this show. House and you don't find nothing. You better send Molly Maid around this motherfucker.
For real. Yeah. This nigga done cut open my pillow, nigga.
I was just like, yo.
And then threw the feathers around, like,
yeah. Yeah, like, hey. Phones and shit. Took the motherfucking phone. Like, yo, give me that phone. Give me that one, too. Like, you can't take my phone, bitch.
Shit, nah, it ain't happening, B. That's some bullshit, man. The show, like I said, we'll leave it to the comments. I'm pretty much over the show. I'm done. I just can't do it. If I wanted that much drama, I would just watch one of these Real Housewives of or Love and Hip Hop.
Watching the soap operas again,
so all right. Well, I mean, I watch wrestling. That's all I got.
I'm talking about real soap operas. I'm talking about for the females. I'm talking about YNR, Bold and the Beautiful. I'm talking about them.
You know what? You know, props to my boy. I won't even put his name out there, but
put his name out there. Sorry,
I can't do it, man. It's like one of my real friends. I only got like
let's call a nickname. You call it? We wouldn't. They would never. You know,
Doc.
Doc.
We'll just call him Doc, man. This nigga he's been watching soap operas. Young and Restless.
That's important.
What'd you say?
Which one? He watched CBS, ABC, which ones he watched?
Now, see, I'm not really sure. I think it's Young and Restless. I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, he watched the real deal ones then. He watched CBS ones, man. I'm the only ones that's, you know, like, yeah, Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. That's all you need to watch. The rest of them shits is garbage, man.
I've known this nigga for about 20 years. He's been watching it faithfully for 20 years.
Him and my mom will get along real well, man.
Nah, I don't understand it. But, you know, it is what it is, man. More TV talk. I guess we need to talk about this show real quick because it's over, right? Black E Crew.
Oh, no, it's not over because I did a Google search the other day for 55 Lenox Ave, and Black E Shop is still open.
Oh, really? But they closed the gate.
That's for TV. The Google review said they're open today. They're open from 12 to 9. And I was like, well, the shit's still open. So I was like, maybe, you know, that's just for the TV thing. But yeah, getting back to that. Hey, man, Caesar, man. God damn it, man.
So
if Duchess must got diamonds in her fucking pussy, bro.
It like, can't be because she got exes.
Eczema too, nigga.
It can't be because, hey, niggas have left. You know what I'm saying? When she showed up on the show in the first season, everybody was talking about how dusty she was.
She's still dusty. And then, look, question. Why was she dressed like that at her family cookout, bro? Like,
I don't want
to. I was like, you got a mini. Like, bitches, you going to the club. You at a cookout. Bitch, like, you got a short-ass miniskirt on. And you got to pull it down every three steps. You at your, man.
And you hugging your pops like that? Like, there's no way, bro. There's no way. I was uncomfortable with that whole, just the hug. I was uncomfortable with the hug, with the outfit she had on. I was like, nah, that's not. Pops, you need to step in or something.
Yeah. And now daddy country's here. Well, you know, I'm right here with you. You know, whatever help you need, I got you. I'm like, God damn, you a country ass motherfucker.
What does he do? Do we know what Pops does?
He was ex-military, so he was in the, he was a Marine, so he probably living on that. You know, you live out in Lincolnton, man. You don't need but nothing but like $500 a month to make it, nigga.
Hold on. He's an ex-Marine?
Yes. You ain't see the tattoo she made for him, the USMC?
Come on, man. The tattoos are trash. I don't know what the fuck she tattooed on him. Fucking garbage, bro.
And the tattoo Caesar did for that for the radio dude.
Trash.
So he not going to finish it? I was like, you're not going to finish it, Caesar? Like, yo, okay, the microphone looked all right, but the rest of this shit, I was like, yo, you need to color it in, do something, man. Like,
it's really bad tattoos on this show. Like, the dopest tattoo was the last one she did. It's been 3 seasons.
The anagram one with it. It said "Family and Forever" on it, some shit.
But I doubt.
That shit in a dirty head. Like, yo, this nigga Marvin gonna have a fucking infection, nigga. Yeah. Like, yo, I swear to God, yo, you not gonna tattoo me in a fucking warehouse with? Nah. Oh well, it's a working. No, bitch, we gonna do this somewhere else. We might as well do this shit outside. Like, you not no motherfucking. That shit was goddamn. I was just like, yo. That's this is not sanitary or nothing. Dust, like, man, this is blood I got right here. I am a real athlete. I might not be shit in the league, but God damn it, I get a staph infection, I'm done. Like,
that nigga body just fucking voided his contract with that shit.
Man, you got a jailhouse tattoo. Like,
yeah, that was it, man. Like, that.
She's not licensed to tattoo in North Carolina. Like, what are you talking?
Okay, so she's got to have a license to tattoo in North Carolina. She came from North Carolina.
She started tattooing it. Remember, she started, like, she wanted, I don't know, man.
I think she was an artist before she got to Black Ink. All
right.
So she was on her Donna's. She wanted to go to Black Ink and blow up, she waited.
I got you.
So she did that part. But yeah, there's no way you tattooing in that shop. Ain't no paperwork. Like, what the fuck happened?
I mean, don't your shop gotta be I think you gotta have some kind of license or something.
You gotta
have
a health inspector. You gotta have the whole nine. There's no way.
That place will not pass inspections, all right. There's maybe I'm just a hater, but I'm just saying.
And then you get back to town, and like within 2 days, an NBA player walks up to your vacant ass spot.
Vacant? Hey, yo, I heard you was a word travel fast out here, so I was just like, come on, bro. Like, yo, this is the. And then let me ask you a question. They always get like the B-list niggas. Aww. Like, they don't never have no A-list celebrities. Like, yo, like, come on, man. Let's be honest with you, man. I mean, I guess any business is good business. But, I mean, let's be honest. Marvin Williams come back. Nobody's asking him who did his tattoo. Are you on the bench? Nobody cares. Like, you know.
Yes. It's just bad, man. It's like, I think we started to realize how scripted, maybe scripted isn't the right word, but how fake the fucking show was. On the last episode when that nigga was in bed and the camera was in the room.
Yes, man. Shout out to Ted and his dad, man. Yo, Ted's dad is the slime ball of the century. God.
Is he worse?
Fake it. You couldn't even fake it for the camera.
Is he worse than Stevie?
Bruh, Stevie who?
Stevie J.
Stevie J's a good guy, man. No. Ted's dad, like, yo, I got 3 other kids. Like, yo, he's at 4. How many kids?
Yeah, I think he said he got 3 other kids.
Yo, Ted's something there pouring his heart out to you, like, yo, man, this shit hurt me. Why you ain't want to fuck with me? He like, well, you know how to fire me. Ted was like, what?
Yeah, his response was bullshit. Like,
he was basically like, yo, what do you want from me? You're a grown ass nigga. Like, yo, you doing all right? You on TV and shit? Like, you don't need me. You know? But I'm gonna be real with you. That moment, that was I felt that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause that was me. I was Ted. You know what I'm saying? When Caesar and Ted was talking about the way their dads did them and shit, that moment you meet your dad that you ain't never fucked with, it's like, God damn, I'd rather not have met that nigga. Cause the day I met my pops, like, I'd have met him, like, okay, I was in second grade, I seen the nigga, he came, seen me, he was like, yo, you know, what was going on? I was like, shit, I want a Swatch watch. Okay, I'm going to get you a Swatch watch.
Damn, you're not old enough to know about Swatch watch, bro.
You know they came back. You know what I'm saying? I got you. So then, I ain't never get that Swatch. So this was in second grade. 2 years later, fourth grade, I was cutting up in school. You know, my mama took me to spend the day with him. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga ain't even deal with me. He just let me go outside and play all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you supposed to be talking to me about why I'm cutting up and shit, but... You let me go outside, run around the neighborhood all day till my mama came and got me. So then I ain't see the nigga again for another 3 years. Seventh grade, he gave me a call. Oh, I heard you made your football team. I'm coming to some of your games. Okay, never seen him at the game.
Man.
Began in 10th grade. You know what I'm saying? 3 years later, I just hear him from nigga. I don't see the nigga. You know, I'll take it back. Fifth grade, let me go back. After fourth grade, I seen him in fifth grade, because it was the day the Redskins and the Broncos were playing in the Super Bowl, right?
Trash.
And I went and watched this, like, the first half with him in the hospital, because he had got shot in the leg. Accordingly, he told me he was cleaning his gun out, and the gun went off, and nah, that's probably not what happened. Nigga probably shot your ass, nigga.
Black people don't clean. We don't clean guns.
So then, 10th grade, I seen the nigga. I was just driving by on the street, and it's like, I was in the car, he was on the side of the road talking to somebody, and it's like, when I was driving by, he me and him locked eyes, my nigga. Like, it, God, that's man. Real shit. Like, he seen me, I seen him, and I just kept on going. Then, so I ain't see the nigga for forever, till I was like fucking 19, 20, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. And one day I was sitting in the car, I was, you know, rolling up a blunt, a cab was behind me, blowing the horn. And so the cab, he's like, hey, young man, can you do me a favor? I'm just like, what? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was a young rebellious young nigga. I'm like, what, nigga? He's like, can you knock on door number 8 for me? Now, my homeboy lived in the door in apartment 1, and I always go to my homeboy house for years. So I go knock on door number 8, it's his motherfucking ass, nigga. I was just like,
what kind of random shit is that?
I swear to God, nigga, strike. Hey, look, in the Frocast, everybody die right now if I'm lying, nigga. Oh, like, man. It was like door number 8. I go knock on door 8, and when I see it's him, I was like, oh, man, you got a cab out there, man. You know, so I just go back to my car, and I'm sitting there, I'm rolling my blunt up and shit, and I'm just like, God damn, boy, this some motherfucking fucked up shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So, nigga, he kind of looking at me. I'm just looking at him. I said, nigga ain't going to say shit. And he got in the cab and rolled off. And that moment then, I was just like, you know what? That was him riding out of my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, this shit just, the nigga, like, me and him live in the same city. You don't even want to fuck with a nigga? Like, yo, I was just like, how you know what I'm saying? So then, fast forward some more years down the road, it was snowing and shit. I was at a damn grocery store, and I'm in line. This nigga getting in line right beside me, like the line. You know, you divided by that little candy aisle or whatever. You know, that little line. Yeah. So he looking at me, I'm looking at him. I know who the fuck he is. He looking at me, he's like, "Excuse me, what's your name?" That fucked me up, and I was just like, "Tony." He was like, Tony, he's like, you sure your name, Germ? I was like, I think I know my name, like, you know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, all right, you know, then that was it. And never, because I was just like, this motherfucker gonna ask me my motherfucking name. He at least could have been like, hey, man, what's going on? Act like, you know, at least, you know, nah, he ain't do that shit. And so then that moment right then, I was like, yo, that nigga dead to me. Like, I was like, this nigga that had, I mean, I can count on my hands how many times I done seen the nigga, talked to the nigga in my life. So I just told you every motherfucking moment I done had with my motherfucking pops. So that, well, whatever you want to call his ass, he ain't no pops. So then, the day the nigga died, my mama called me like 8:30 in the morning. And told me, oh, she's like, yeah, I just want to let you know your daddy died today. I was like, mama, you called me at 8 o'clock in the morning to tell me some shit that I've been on my whole life? Woo. She was like, what? She was just like, huh? I was just like, mama, he been dead to me. I was like, that man ain't, I said, he ain't never been shit. Like, I was just like, yo, that was like one of the first times I ever cursed while I was talking to my mom. You know what I'm saying? Because one, I just got work at 2 o'clock in the morning. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You calling me at 8, telling me somebody dead to me that been dead? I was just like, nah, bruh. So like I said, that whole moment, that shit was like, I felt Ted and Caesar, because I was like, I was them. Like, that's me. Like, my dad ain't want to fuck me. And then when I met him, that shit was so motherfucking a letdown, because you like, and you always wonder, like, yo, why, you know, my dad live in the same town. Then I come to find out, nigga, when he died, I read his obituary. This nigga had like 7 kids on the obituary name, like 7 kids, and none of them was my name. So I was like, damn, I got 7 half brothers and sisters out there, maybe more, that I ain't never known about. You know what I'm saying? So
that's that bullshit, man. Yeah. God damn. Yeah, that whole shit, like when I was watching it, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, damn, Ted, like this is, you, for whatever reason, Ted's a very emotional motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now, he hasn't cried yet, but he be really in his feelings. When he cry?
When he talk about his daddy, he was just like, yeah, you see the nigga eyes watering.
But ain't no tears fall, bruh.
You had water in your eyes, man. And Ted probably told him to edit that shit out. That's all right, Ed. And he was like, yo, you see my shit well up, nigga, but if I see one motherfucking teardrop, I'm suing the shit out y'all ass. That's not in my contract.
Nigga, my shirts will be tighter next season.
I'm wearing no shirt next season.
Like, bruh, you do this shit, I swear to God, I'm fucking a producer. So, when his father said, you had a choice. Now, Ted was a kid.
What choice did I have? I'm going to come live with you or stay with my mom? Like, no kid is going to leave their mom, especially a boy. Especially the only kid. Nah. You're not going to leave your mama to go stay with your dad. It's not going to happen. Like, first not...
no kid has that choice. Fuck what his father's saying. Yeah. 8 years old, like, you get to choose where you live? Fuck
you do get. Hey, look, hey, you do get a choice. In divorce court, you do get a choice, bro. Like, what parent you want to live with? Because I met with my...
You think they were married?
Well, either... Well, you're right. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
That nigga packed up and said, yo, I'm leaving. You coming?
Nigga, like, I'm going to the stove.
Yep, that nigga went to get some milk and ain't been back since.
Hey, I'm going to get cigarettes. You know I got to get the cigarettes across town because they taste better. You know,
and that nigga go blame Ted, man. So I'm definitely team Ted. Sky was basically not involved in this episode. I really like Sky, dog.
Yeah.
And Sky's like the homie. You props to her for calling like, season like, the fuck like, out.
Her butt done doing this episode. That's why she went there. Didn't get the vasectomy. You know what I'm saying?
Are we shocked at that at all?
Not at all.
Like, this is the second time he's backed out.
Like, he always makes bad decisions. Why would we expect him to make a good one? Like, I mean, why?
This is the second time that he's backed out on the vasectomy.
Shout out to Easy. He started watching Black Ink. And he said, after hearing y'all talk about it for 40 episodes, 40 forecasts, he said, I finally started watching
it. Hey, so we did our part. We want to check. Yeah, Black Ink crew, we want to check. Give us a goddamn check.
He said, he was just like, why are so many niggas in the shop and why ain't nobody doing no tattoos?
So when he texts that shit, I was like, damn, there really is like three tattoo artists.
Well, it's the three that's on TV because I actually reading the reviews because people were like, yo, I went there, I wanted somebody because, hey, Oh Shit got a couple bad reviews on there. Like, just for him, they said the people there act real, like, real snobbish or whatever. They're like, I'm fans of the TV show. So I drove up there 5 hours to get a tattoo and then I had to wait X amount of hours. Then I wanted shit to do my tattoo and I showed him what I wanted. He just declined to do it and sent him to somebody else to do it. You know what I'm saying? They said the other guy was nice. Then they said the guy that works at the desk, I don't know what he does, but he was real rude. And I was just like, damn, okay, like,
So a couple of things. Number one, it's New York. I expect people to be rude. It's not even shot in New York.
Got a Chick-fil-A up in there. If they rude at Chick-fil-A, New York needs to be blown the fuck up.
That, I mean, Chick-fil-A might be the nicest place in New York.
And I bet you they're going to have bad customer service there. I
refuse to believe that Chick-fil-A is possible having bad customer service.
They can't find a whole crew of Christians in New York to run that place.
They might have had to import them motherfuckers.
Man, but they ain't going to stay there. They'll be like, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. I got to leave.
It's New York, so I'm sure that Chick-fil-A is like four floors high. There's probably places to live on the top floor. So I refuse to believe that. Number two, tattoo artists do definitely turn down tattoos. And
why?
I don't...
How did they do that? Like, why? They just don't want to do it? I mean, like...
Yeah, if they get certain clout, they're not doing it no more. Like, I know it's tattoo... Because I follow a lot of tattoo artists. Mm-hmm. Some tattoo artists say, fuck it, I'm not doing any more of this. I'm not doing no more flowers. I'm not doing no more names. I'm not doing any more portraits. Like, them niggas legit say that shit.
Damn.
So if you didn't call and get this set up beforehand, you're a dumbass for driving 5 hours and just showing up and expecting somebody to do your tattoo.
Damn.
But I'm definitely not doing the tattoo artist handoff. There's no way in hell I'm doing that.
I don't do that or the barbershop handoff. You're not going to, nah.
The barbershop handoff has never worked. It worked once. It worked well for me once. I get that right. It works once. One time. Mm. But the other, what, three times has happened?
Failed. Bro. Good.
Fail on that shit.
Nigga fucked me up in my senior picture one time, nigga. The barbershop handoff, nigga. That's the lad that I learned early in life. You never do that shit. Man, oh man, he fucked my shit. I'm not paying for this, bro. Me and him with Art, I was a young nigga. I said, I'm not paying for this, bro. Like, I was like, yo, we gonna fight then. You might kick my ass, but I'm not paying for this. I was like, yo, fuck this, man.
God damn. That's how I feel about them niggas who get the Usher mohawk. Like, the barber's not finishing your haircut. Have you seen the Usher mohawk?
Talking about like the South Side. It's almost like a shag.
It's a goddamn shag. Yeah, it's a fucking shag. And
then it look all in the back. It look like they ain't. Yeah.
They don't do nothing. They just come in and cut the sides and put a part in that bitch and line you up. And that's supposed to be it.
$20.
$20. Or shit, you with the barber.
A little bit of my hair off. Like, what do you mean? Like, I had to tell my barber about that one time because my son get a mohawk. He just like, he like to rock the mohawk nappy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's just good. What they do, the kids. And he just get the side shaved and line up. I said, man, you can't charge me full price for that. I said, you ain't cut shit.
Nigga, you cut the hair for 15 minutes. That's it.
Yeah. I was like, yo, like, man, you know, man.
But this goddamn show, we got to get back to the show so we can get to the apology people. This fucking show, bro. So at the end of this shit, C's tells Ted, who's already had a rough week, yo, I'm closing the shop. I think it's time that I go. Now, the reason that he's saying this shit is because he was shitty to Oh Shit.
Mm.
Like, you made me in one episode be Team Ted and Team Oh Shit, and I don't appreciate it. So they're having the fucking vasectomy party. C's decides to be a slimy motherfucker and show a picture, a video of him fucking some broad in the shop. What crazy ass Kathy's there?
Yes, just to show him like you ain't changed. You the same type of nigga. Like what was the point of that? Like hey, yo,
that's your friend. Can't you just talk to him?
Exactly.
Why you gotta out that motherfucker? Like I don't like
everybody. Like why are you showing me fucking somebody in front of everybody? Then you pulled the shit up. It wasn't like no shit that just randomly, you know, popped up. Like, oh, look on the internet, yo, somebody nigga, you went, you saved the shit. So that means you watched it more than once. Another homo fucking thing. I'm not watching none of my niggas fuck straight up. Like, no, no, it's all right. You having sex with a girl, do not send me no picture of that. I don't wanna see no video of that shit, man.
No, and that's, you know, him and Walter both found it. So both of them niggas.
Didn't we have a conversation about it on Xbox Live one day? Like eight of us was in the
party. Yes, it was party. You. Was it Spread Germs?
It was me, you, Spread Germs, Slick Peter Virus. It was a whole bunch.
Because y'all know me, man. If I hear some shit, I'm like, wait a minute. So the nigga was talking about watching the flick. And he said his boy was smashing some girl. I was like, oh, whoa. Y'all sat there and watched that nigga smash? And he was like, yeah, don't y'all do that? And I was like, dude.
Slick Peter Virus like, yeah, we was watching. And I was like, no. I was like, that shit is suspect. You know what I'm saying? But them niggas like, yo, like bees and them niggas had like, I guess they, I don't know why. I just couldn't do it, bro. Like, it's different than it's Justice Slayer's niggas I don't know. But if I know you, nigga, I'm not trying to see your vinegar strokes, man. I'm not trying to see that, bro.
And here's the killer. They was like, oh, that nigga ain't got no condom on. So not only are you watching your boy fuck, you know zooming in on the dick.
Bruh. Suspect.
Bruh. This shit is not good. So you do this shit. Kathy, of course, loses her shit.
Gets beat up by some random bitch.
How random was that? So you went outside yelling. Some bitch told you to shut the fuck up, I guess, because it's New York.
Yeah.
And then you got slapped.
She probably, you know, New York, she probably, oh, this is wild disrespectful. You just walk by me, son. You fuck me, son. Like, what do you, you know how New Yorkers is, man.
I will fucking kill you. Do you know who I am? No, bitch.
I know you the bitch with the bloody nose right now.
You fucking lost. Why are you still talking? You lost. What are you screaming for? You lost. You know,
she is. Obviously not. Shit.
Look. Hold on. This bitch was so bad, she slapped the hoe and didn't get put on TV.
Yeah, hey, yo. Like, they didn't show the blood.
She was a drive-by smacking. She smacked the bitch and kept walking. We can put you on the episode. Fuck that bitch and fuck your show. God damn.
Shit, talk about leaving the shop. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was the real moment. Because what she said, even though Kathy was wilding, she was true.
Did we do you like this?
It's completely true. But then the whole, you're better than this. Like, I don't know what she sees in those shit. But
a baby daddy, man. He's seen something, man. He's had him raw the way. He raw dogs everybody.
That's true. I mean,
you're not special, Kathy. Like, he has raw sex with everybody.
Everybody, bro. It's nothing new. Like, this nigga likes playing roulette with his dick, I guess. And, you know, that's his thing. But that was a real moment. He's talking about leaving the shop. Yeah. You should. They've been shitting on you for a long time, bro.
Puma just don't need to open up another tattoo shop.
Oh, like, my God.
I mean, Puma, open up a clothing store or something else, man.
Open up a place in Atlanta. Get the fuck out of New York, Puma.
I mean, then how Kwani moved to Atlanta? Like, okay, I'll move back. Bitch, you ain't got money like that. Like, who you staying with? You must be staying with somebody because you sure ain't got no lease or no apartment that you just going to go and leave and no.
Right, because her mom is still in New York, right?
Exactly. So who you staying with, Kwani? You ain't got your own spot? Like, you don't, no.
And that quick, you did all that. You did all this picking up my daughter and tearing her away from me to go to Atlanta to stay for 2 months.
In the U-Haul. Yeah, I bet you want nothing in that motherfucking U-Haul. That was just for the show, man.
Yeah, and then, well, first of all, can anybody in New York fill up a U-Haul in New York City? Like, the apartment's not big enough.
Hell no.
So there's no way she had enough shit to take. And she only took half her shit, I imagine.
But they got to have plats for the rats and all that shit that they got to take.
Come on, man. Don't do that, man.
New York people treat their rats like we treat dogs and cats down south.
Stop, man. Like,
telling you, man.
New York, Max B is going to fuck you up.
New York, right?
Max B is going to fuck you up. Say what now?
I said Stuart Little probably was based in New York. I bet.
You ain't shit, man. You ain't shit.
The turtles. You got Master Splinter, big ass rat, New York.
You you an asshole, bro. So with this whole episode, is this the last episode this season?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-oh.
So Pretty in Ink is gonna be a spinoff show. Now I call this first episode of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty in Ink is coming. I don't know when, but she's definitely gonna have her own show.
Wow. More tears.
Yeah, she cried again. She cried the fuck again.
She gonna cry so much on her own show, it's gonna be ridiculous. Then C showed up. What are you doing here? Bitch, you know why he here.
I was Team Duchess first season. Yep. I was still sort of Team Duchess for most of the second season. But this season,
this is the third season. You're right, my bad.
I'm about to say fifth season. Goddamn, we'd have missed a lot. I don't know when it became her mission to get back to North Carolina.
Soon she asked her to marry him.
That was it. Like, cause we didn't hear no shit about this.
I gotta flip the field. I cannot marry him in New York. All my family down south. You know, women, they like being close to home when they get married. It's just something about that security blanket. Like, you fuck up, smack her up, somebody come around there and whoop your ass. You know, maybe I'm not saying everybody in abusive relationships, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe women think like that. I don't know.
Maybe they didn't tie it together. Maybe it was the whole miscarriage thing. Yeah. That made her feel like, yo, I gotta get the, cause C's is wild. I've had a miscarriage, you motherfucker cheating on me. I gotta get back to my folks cause you acting out. But y'all didn't connect the dots at all. All of a sudden this season is about getting back to North Carolina. And of course C's is like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, like you can't move me from New York City to Lincoln to North. Like, yo, like you fucked him up. You didn't even take him to a big city. You took him to like a little ass town. Like that was a culture shock to him. He was just like, what the fuck?
What am I gonna do with all this grass?
Then he was like, you gotta move out your comfort zone. Da, 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 da. Like, I mean, like, see, he's like, bitch, I'm okay where I'm at. Like, yo, let me, you know, so.
Yeah, her whole thinking of him being selfish and him being supportive doesn't mean picking up and moving. That's like, you can be supportive in different ways. I don't have to give up on my dream because you want yours. And we're not even married yet. Exactly. And we ain't putting in no time. The show is only 3 seasons in. So at the top, we're 3 years into our relationship.
Yeah.
Max. Like, you gotta slow the fuck down, man. So we'll see what happens. I don't know what fuck we're gonna do for TV Talk next week.
Hey, Walking Dead, man. Walking Dead's back. First episode.
I can't catch up with Walking Dead, man.
That's all right, little man. You just say, hey, little man. Hey, we tried to tell you this on episode 70, but you didn't listen. Now here we are, episode 181. You still haven't watched, so.
I'm just jumping in, bro. I'm just jumping in right now.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Look, they introducing Dr. Dre's even on this season, man.
Hold on, man. Dr. Dre who?
Dr. Dre from Straight Outta Compton.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely need to clarify.
Yes, not real Andre Young, but whoever the dude. Because I was looking at the nigga like, who the fuck is that? And I was like, that nigga look familiar as fuck. Is he a child actor or something? The nigga was like, that's Dr. Dre from Straight Outta Compton. I said, oh, shit, I knew it was somebody, but yeah.
So is he dead yet? Because I know that they can't have more than two or three black people.
Episode one, because they introduced two new black characters, and he almost died in episode one, but he made it out.
Oh, so they're killing him next episode.
Yeah, I don't see him making it all season because, you know, Walking Dead got called out about how they notice how black people get killed. The more black people get killed more on the show than white people, which is false because there's more white people on the show. So normally the norm is going to be skewed with them getting killed more. But the small amount of blacks on the show, they get, you know, they always, you know, they meet their demise. The only black person that lasted a long time is Michonne, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, a lot of black people die. Like all of them, like T-Bone got killed, the pastor's still around, Gabriel, he's still around, but other than that, every black person that got killed. Chris got killed, Cuddy got killed, D'Angelo Barksdale got killed, like all the black people, man.
Hey, man, just like real life, man. Speaking of people getting shot and killed, I guess he didn't get killed, but he got shot. This nigga named Tariq Royal. He's a Compton rapper.
Oh. Is that Kendrick Lamar's real name?
Nah, not quite. I mean, nah.
Straight Outta Compton is his Eazy-E son or something?
Nah, it's just a rapper. He hasn't made it yet. Well, I guess now he's made it.
He made it on the Frocast, goddamn.
He made it on the Frocast, so you halfway there, bro. Next thing, you got to put out your mixtape on the site.
Yep.
So apparently, he was out in the streets. Some shit happened. He goes straight to Facebook. What happened was he got shot in the fucking head. So he got shot in the head and put a video on Facebook. I'm not bullshit. Now, if I can still put the video up by the time we post this, I will. But in the video, because I watched it, because I'm a savage.
Yes.
He's bleeding from the head with the bullet hole, saying, yo, straight up, I done made it. I just got shot. I'm a real rap nigga now. I just got shot. What? You got shot in the head, and the first thing you thought was to put it on fucking Facebook? Hey, man.
Yeah, show people, man.
You gotta be real. So your bars better be fire.
Man,
because you know niggas is
by everything that happened. And then I heard the bullets weren't even meant for him, and then he got hit by a fragment or something like that.
Accident killers, man. So if his bars are not good, whenever his album comes out, they're gonna be like, they should let you die.
I wonder what his rap name gonna be. His rap name can't just be it's AK-47, and the bullet is still lodged in his head.
Wait, his name is AK-47?
No, that was the gun that hit him with.
So who the fuck shot an AK and didn't kill him?
I guess I'm really a rap nigga now. I just got shot. Hey, me and my soldiers out here, nigga.
Yeah.
You and your soldiers is out there.
Yeah.
You got shot in the head.
He's sitting there with blood running down his face.
Shooting video.
Shooting a video. But why not? I just got, obviously it's not that bad. You know, it's fragments. If you really got shot, you're not taking a video.
By AK, it had to be like, so you not only didn't get shot, it had to ricochet. Like, you got shot by the most accidental bullet.
You got a little piece of fragmenting. Like, AK, if a chopper hits you, bro.
It might not even be a bullet in his hand. That might be shrapnel.
I seen a dude got shot in his hand by AK.
Hand gone.
Bro, it blew off about, his hand looked like Jason Pierre Paul, my nigga.
Fucked up, man. Fucked up. That nigga hand look like an old catcher's mitt now, dog.
Bro, that motherfucking hand was fucked up. And it's just a hand. And that's what, so you say you got shot in the head,
man? In the head, bro. It's no way.
I think Pablo Escobar would say, yeah, lying. You didn't get shot in the head with a fucking AK-47.
You got shot with a little 22 or some shit.
Ricocheted off something. You caught a piece of a bullet and ta-da.
Yeah. There's no way. Like even the hole was small. Like, what the fuck was this shit?
You talking. No, not too many niggas get shot in the head and they has the consciousness to make a video and post that shit on Facebook.
And then he shot himself in the face with a BB gun. There's no way, bro.
Nigga bust him over the head with a bottle, man. That's all that happened.
It's something small, but good luck, nigga.
For the week, man. What's his name? Tariq what?
Tariq Royal.
Tariq Royal. Early loser.
Early. Ain't he a winner, though? He's alive.
No, he's a he's a loser.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You know, he's on step one. You know, I hope, I don't wish his demise, but he seems like he wants to go down that road to die. He wants to be on a t-shirt one day, it seems like to me. So, you know, Tariq, get yourself together, man. We don't want to be making a Frocast number 212. And, you know, we be like, yo, you remember this guy we talked about on episode, blah, 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 blah. Well, did it not. We don't want to see that, man. Get your life together, man.
It's karma, man. I mean, this nigga did post up a picture talking about he's spitting in more food at different McDonald's. So,
oh, man.
So, hopefully, I mean, you know, maybe that's somebody you spitting in their Big Mac and that chop, man. I don't know. But we gotta get to the apologies.
Oh,
this is the week of apologies. I think that Drake needs to apologize
for
apparently, as the interwebs are going nuts, it's been reported to Nappy Afro Network that he ditched Serena Williams to date one of our Women Crush Wednesdays, Ravy Loso.
Woo!
Listen. Now, hey, Ravy's fine as fuck.
Ravy finer than a motherfucker.
I mean, bruh. Ravy fine as fuck. I ain't got nothing to say about him for that. But you said this is an upgrade.
Upgrade, nigga.
How? I mean, other than the physical.
Serena Williams, what, about 30, 31?
Yeah, she up there, yeah.
Ravy Loso about 24, maybe. You know what I'm saying? 23, 24. Face-wise, Ravy. Body-wise, Ravy. Look, Serena, like I said, man, I think it's an upgrade. She might not have the money and the fame that Serena got. Well, that's the only thing that Drake can, by messing with, but you got to deal with an ugly chick. Like,
whoa, Serena's ugly?
Man, come on, man. Serena ugly, bro. She's a five at best. Five.
Oh, God, Germ, your slander has got to stop.
Face-wise, just talking about her face. Just her face. Five. Like, you know, five. Now, I'm not talking about she's a nice person. All that includes her score. Money, power, all that includes her score. But just looks-wise, like Serena, when you just take her face and you put her up against Ravy's face, there's no way you picking Serena over her, man. No way.
And this is why Germs
over her is thinking about all the other shit. You're not looking at the looks. Come on, man.
But you can't just date her face. You dating her wallet. You dating her body. Just
appearances. We all know celebrities are shallow. Appearance-wise, Ravy gonna make a better picture and potential better looking babies than what you got with Serena. Come on, man.
First of
all, you don't want to have a baby that's fucking 35 inches long with pecs and shit. It's a little girl.
You an asshole, bro. First of all, if you're looking at the picture, Serena's
baby gonna be born with calf muscles and shit like that. Baby gonna come out walking because he's gonna be so fucking strong, man. Stop, man.
You gotta remember that it's still part of Drake's kid. Drake ain't got no muscles.
Drake actually a big size. Drake like 6'2", bro. Like, everybody think Drake a little nigga. Drake is not a little nigga.
He's tall, but that nigga ain't swole.
You ain't seen Drake lately, so all right, man.
I've
Drake
seen them steroid
pictures. On that Will Greer, nigga. He on that Will Greer, nigga.
I've seen the steroid pictures. That's enhanced. This nigga just been in the gym 2 weeks. He's been in the gym 2 weeks.
All right. Wait, look. He been in the... Hey, he must be got a movie role coming up. But Drake, no homo. He said... Kind of swole over there. The arms kind of, you know.
Hey, real talk. You know, he that's the hate in me. Because Drake been in the gym 2 weeks and got abs and shit. I've been in the gym for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Drake.
He got a nutritionist. He probably got somebody's feet, force feeding him food.
He probably got somebody that's working him out. Like, he's just sitting in the chair and they moving his legs.
Yes. He's sitting there, you know, writing raps and shit on his phone. And he got a nigga goddamn doing curls with him and shit with his other hand. Like, it just, I mean.
Hey, I can't be mad at him for having Reguloso, though.
And I am. I hate when these celebrity niggas steal my girls, man. I can't stand it. That's why I've been, like, I really don't. I mean, I fucked with Jay-Z up until he started fucking with Beyonce. Then when he started fucking with Beyonce, oh my God.
Hey, man, like, what can you do?
It could happen. It was like the worst thing that could happen. So I had to stop liking both two niggas I really liked.
Hey, man, this is a win. Like,
yeah, Jay-Z fucked Beyonce up, man. He fucked her up.
What you mean?
She used to eat Popeye's chicken all the fucking... She had a gold card to Popeye's. She'd go to Popeye's anywhere, anytime, and get free fucking chicken. He made her stop eating chicken, nigga, and Beyonce's body just changed. Because at one point in time, Beyonce was about to have that Southern girl body, nigga, like, and now Beyonce, oh, I mean, she done had a baby. She done put some weight on, but before that, skinny and shit, man. I ain't like
that. So hold on, bro. On the same episode, you're saying Serena is a downgrade and Beyonce done fell back?
I bet saying Beyonce fell. Jay-Z took her down, bro. Like, man.
This might be our last show. You know the Beehive is gonna come for you, bro.
Beyonce used to be like, when she was like, right before she was fucking, when she had that Bootylicious and shit, when Beyonce used to have that hourglass figure, and you just seen like she was about to throw that grown woman weight on a nigga. Oh my man, Beyonce, man, she from Houston, Texas, bro. Do you know how her body would be looking right now if she wanna fuck with Jay-Z, my nigga? Come on, man.
This nigga is, you need to apologize. This apology episode, you need to apologize to Serena and Beyonce.
Hell nah. Hey. But Dub, you keep sitting there and acting like Serena cute. Like, Dub, man, look. If you like ugly girls, just say it.
Oh my God. Serena's ugly now?
Bruh, Serena is not, man, listen. I don't know what y'all niggas see. I mean, that girl is not cute. Like, yo, like I said, when she glam herself up, she looked presentable, but I still know. Nah, I've never had desire to fuck Serena Williams, man. Never.
God damn.
Always been like, her and Venus, man. No. Especially when they started out with the beads in their head. I was like, hell nah. Like,
hey, man. We gotta stop talking about black women like that, bro.
I love black women.
Gotta stop, man. This shit's going wrong, man.
I just built it up two and tore two down, so we still even. What are you talking about?
Right, we gotta do something, man. Shit, let's move to the next topic, because goddamn, you sounded like Raven right now.
Tear down another black woman. Who we about to tear down now?
We about to tear down. Okay, so is Raven black? I think we traded Raven. Black.
Look, if they was giving out white checks, she wouldn't get one. You know what I'm saying? She'd be
sick. I don't know. I think because she's from every continent in Africa.
Oh, okay. Look, that's the Illuminati, that's Scientology. Somebody didn't got in her ear, man. She on that bullshit, bro.
What she said was that I would, first of all, it's not racist, and I would discriminate against somebody else who had a name, and I forget what the fuck she said.
What, Melanesia or something like that?
Yeah, some bullshit. It probably came from a racist-ass meme by some white college dude.
Who would name their child Watermelonisha? Like, come on, Watermelonisha?
Because that's how racist you gotta get. Like, she had to go in and pick the most ignorant sounding shit she could.
Watermelonisha. Like, that let you know that you, Raven, you ain't, she probably never had no black friends in real life. All your black friends.
Of course not. She went from Cosby Show, where she probably was talking to niggas, to Disney. That's it.
You hung with Corey in the house. You see how. Come on, bro. Like, she was like, you know, like Omar Goody used to be on that Wild and Crazy Kid show. He's like, hey, what did that? Like, so when he act, he always be super tough. And I'm like, yo, I'm not buying it, bro. Like, first of all, your brother, Cuba Gooding Jr. Secondly, you used to be a Wild Crazy Kid for that Widow's Peak, nigga. Like, nobody's fucking with you, bro.
But that nigga stays getting the thug role. He stays getting the thug role, bro.
I was like, yo, that's the funniest. Like, when he was in Baby Boy, man, I was just like, I can't buy it, bro. Like,
that's the first thing I thought. I was like, wait a minute. Is that Omar?
That's what I was like. Wild Crazy Kids.
Like, Lorenz Tate got a better pass for being a thug than Omar did.
I mean, because Lorenz Tate, his big break was like Old Dog, though. So he came
exactly out. Like, but we knew with them braids, we're like, this nigga ain't shit.
Yeah, oh, them braids were like them mystical plaits, man. Yeah, I was just like, yo.
The fuck was with the crisscross. We was like, nah, bruh. But he did that role, so he was like, it works.
He breathed life into that role, man. Old Dog is one of the most thug-ass, menacing characters, like, of all time. Like, look, pause real quick. Who the most thug-ass niggas in black movie cinema? You got Nino Brown, Old Dog, Doughboy, Bishop. Let's see who else you got.
Those goddamn chaps. Like, that's, you can stop there. Who? You can stop there.
Yeah, it got to be somebody. It got to be another bad. Debo? No.
Adebisi?
No, black cinema, man. Adebisi with no bad guy. Paid him for. Who was the bad guy and paid him for? Talking about blood. Some of the one that set him up, the boyfriend, no, couldn't be him.
I guess you talk about Belly.
Belly, bad. What was the bad guy in Belly?
I can't remember the fucking name.
It really wasn't.
I didn't like Belly, so.
Yeah. Whoa, it's all right. Whoa.
I did not like Belly. Oh, my favorite scene in Belly was Terrell Hicks naked. I don't like Belly.
You had to like Belly just because it was the first rap, hip-hop, real big-time rap movie, like Belly, man. It was a Hype Williams joint, man. You had DMX. Like, DMX, man, come on, man.
DMX is my nigga. I didn't like Belly.
Oh, my God. That's some classic scenes in there, man.
Don't like Belly. I mean, you're talking to a nigga who don't fuck with the Wu-Tang Clan. So, I'm, you know.
It's not in that movie.
No, I'm saying in general, as it comes to hip-hop shit that people like. But I mean, I'm kind of the anti-dude.
Like, how do you not like Belly? It's all right, man.
Not a fan. But your girl Raven said that she would discriminate against Watermelonisha. She's not going to call somebody for a job because her name is Watermelonisha. And of course, her pop said, look, I did my best raising this bro, but she say stupid shit. Like, what else can I do? We did a great job, and I always support her, but she's 30 years old. She's a grown-ass woman making grown-ass mistakes. We've all been guilty of this, and sometimes she just says dumb shit. So after that, she comes back and apologizes. I guess Pop's got in that ass. She comes back and did her apology, saying that she didn't. Now, her apology is really weird because she didn't say she was sorry for what she did, which is kind of the thing. No one apologizes for what the fuck they did. They apologize for how it happened or for how it spun. But she didn't apologize for actually what she said. She said, I didn't mean any offense to any real person. but I was just shining light on something, and maybe there's good coming out of this discussion. I've been denied many jobs because of my skin color, body size, and age. And each time I was rejected, my self-esteem was negatively, goddamn, affected. So I can empathize with those who feel victimized by what I said. No, bitch. What you said was what white people wanted you to say because that's who's bankrolling your job. And now you got called out on it, so now you want to say something. That's it. She got her apology in, man. And Whoopi Goldberg was right next to her just like it was all good. What happened to Whoopi?
Hey, now, when she said that, Whoopi clutched pearls on TV. Look at the video when she said, Whoopi clutched her pearls. She was like, did this bitch just say that shit?
But why did she speak? Did she say anything to her? Did she scold her? Did she do anything?
Hey, nah, because it was just like Whoopi was shocked. Whoopi, she grabbed her motherfucking pearls like, nigga, like if she had some pearls on, she was just like, oh my God. Like, she ain't say shit because she was just like, hey.
She got caught off guard.
Yes, and they, you know, hey, I know, cause they probably told Whoopi, like, yo, Whoopi, man, you got to chill, bro. You want to keep this job. Like, you can't just be wilding out that nigga shit. You know, like, Whoopi pushed the Emmy with that nigga shit, you know what I'm saying? And they were just like, you know, like, Whoopi real nigga on that show, but she clutched pearls when she said, watch the video, bro. She clutched pearls.
She should have checked her. Like, that's Whoopi's job. You're the old black patron. You should have checked it right there on the fucking show.
I didn't see the whole show, but the clip they showed, they cut it. So maybe Whoopi, I don't know, Whoopi probably didn't check it because that would have been on the thing.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the second or third time that she ain't checked somebody for saying some shit. And that's, I thought that was your role. I mean, you know, I thought that was your role, but I don't watch the show, so I guess it really doesn't matter what the fuck I think. But Raven sounds like one of the privileged black folks who forgot that he was black.
Yeah.
And she out here acting out. At some point, they're going to remind you black. You can get pulled over, and it's going to be on.
Yeah. $1 million ain't going to save you then.
They ain't going to save your ass at all, nigga. Some more niggas apologizing. Your boy T.I.
T.I., what he apologized for? The last whack albums he been putting out?
It's probably what he should have apologized for.
He said he going back to his street shit. And I'm like, T.I., he said, I'm going to do his next album. He said it's going out to his... the fans that bought I'm Serious and trap music. So I was like, okay. But
you spent the last 2 years defending a white chick who's using a black scent rapping. No one gives a fuck about what you're saying anymore. T.I., you're irrelevant. I like your show. I
ain't gonna say that's all right.
Because you Atlanta niggas won't see it for what it is.
Man, he's not what, man. T.I., man, he's not irrelevant. Like, I mean, you can't say that, bro.
Three bad albums.
He was on the biggest song last year. What are you talking about? You can't say he's relevant.
Three whack ass albums and defending a white girl for using a black scent.
On Blurry Lines, man. He was on Blurry Lines.
That's not the part. Did he pay for some of that money back?
Hey.
See?
Yeah, but look, that's played at every black cookout now, nigga. Black cookout song, man.
T.I.
Can't call him irrelevant, so I heard that song like 90 times or something.
Okay. Yeah. You know, Sy Wright said it, so it's probably not right anyway.
Exactly. Look, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar and Drake or somebody. J. Cole and who was in town the other night? You ain't even go.
Hold up. Y'all got the whole fucking AC3 thing going on out there. Hey, y'all ain't went to shit.
Hey, look, Beezy chose not to go this year, man.
Hey, well, you didn't go either.
I'm not in Atlanta.
You right down the street. You go to Atlanta every other week.
I'm closer to you than I am in Atlanta, man.
No, you ain't, nigga. Stop the bullshit, Jerk. Hey, but this nigga T.I., somebody asked him. I don't know why we ask rappers these questions.
Hey, they always do that, man.
But DJ Who Kid asked this nigga about...
Who Kid again?
Who Kid again? Set motherfuckers up for failure, man.
Set up Hulk Hogan, nice.
He set niggas up for failure, man. So he asked about the presidential race, and you knew a better T.I. impression than I did.
T.I. Right? even vote?
Right, can T.I. vote? He's a fucking felon. I don't think he can vote. He's like got two strikes. If T.I. runs a red light, he's going to jail for the rest of his life. If this nigga sneezes in a no sneezing zone, he's going to jail for the rest of his fucking life. But we asked him about voting, and he answers. Like, anyway. Every time somebody asks you a question, you don't have to answer. But he says, not to be sexist, man, but I can't vote for a leader of the free world to be a woman.
Oh, jeez. You can't say that in 2015.
Hey.
95, you can get away with that. 2015 with the slut walk and the...
You didn't even hear why he said, though. He said, I think a woman... He said, every other position that exists, I think a woman could do well. But the president, it's kind of like, I just know that women make rash decisions emotionally. So, I'm sure, you know, she would just set off a nuke. What? I think it might be possible for you to elect the Loch Ness Monster before you could a woman. What? So, you went in.
Like two things. Interview with Who Kid, Who Kid interviews, you can't really... He asks serious questions in the interview because you just asked me a question before about how many times you got your dick sucked on tour.
Absolutely.
Like you can't ask me how many times I got my dick sucked when I was in the city and then turn around and ask me about some serious shit because I'm laid back in this interview. We ain't here getting drunk because they be drinking and smoking and shit.
Who Kid will get you...
That's why I'm like, stop asking. I'll be like, yo, Who Kid, don't ask me no serious questions. You can ask me about bullshit all day. You know what I'm saying? But you ask me a serious question, I'm going to say next question. Because, like, we sitting here smoking weed, drinking, you ask me a serious question, think I'm not going to give you an answer like it's just me and you sitting around talking? Like, come on, Sy Wright. Don Lemon asked me a question, Sy Wright asked me a question. We get two different answers, same question. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this nigga set him up, bruh.
Yes.
He probably, the question before that was just like you said.
They were bullshitting the whole interview. T.I. was just like, shit. You know what I mean? Cussing and like just loose. And then you ask me a question about a presidential election. Like, you ask Killer Mike that question. You don't ask T.I. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely right. Absolutely right. And Who Kid probably, as soon as he said that, he probably sent the motion like, cut this and send it straight to the media. We're going to keep recording here, but I need you to send this out.
Live on the radio. It was live on XM. On the Who Kid Shuffle, man.
This nigga. So, of course, T.I. had to come back and apologize.
Course.
What do you think? Now, I know that you've, looked weird about, or let me not put you in that box. What is your opinion on women as pastors?
Oh,
that's the reason I'm asking this.
I don't. I mean, you know,
according it's not to your favorite thing, right?
Look, according to the Bible, that they thump every day. They say a woman can't do that shit.
Okay,
so, you know, it's like, you know, so that's just, you know, like how, you know, that's all I'm saying. According to the book that we sitting here going by, it say a woman can't speak for whatever man in church or whatever, and something like that. To paraphrase.
So you know? Then, what do you think about a woman as a president?
I mean, that's elected office. A woman can do that job. I mean, I have no... Look, man, the president is just a fucking figurehead. It has no power. Everybody knows the power is in the Senate and the damn the legislature, whatever they call it, the Congress. You know, that's where the power at. You know, in the Supreme Court. You know what I'm saying? When these people get appointed for life, you put a motherfucker up there that think a certain way and he got this job for life until he dies. You know what I'm saying? What? Like, you can't change them motherfuckers. So that's where the power at. The president, it's just like a... You know, it's just, you know, this is a school president like in high school. The niggas sit there and make the campaign, we're going to have pizza and fries every day. Shit happen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm both of you because you're a cool cat or whatever, you know. And that's, the power's still in the principal and everybody else, you know. Like, it's just it's an office. So, yeah, a woman can do that job, man. I don't think a woman can't do that job. And as far as T.I. saying that, like I said, he set himself up. You don't say no dumb shit like that in 2015. Even if you were made feel that way, you can say that jokingly, but you can't either way. He was too serious about it, like, you know, but nah, you can't say them jokes. Not with slut walk going on.
Got two daughters, an ex-wife, and a current wife. And that's your response, bro.
Mama, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got no ex-wife.
Well, his baby mama. And then his sister stay there. I mean, it's just bad news. So T.I. got his apology in this week. Another apology happened, man. I told you it's the apologetics week. Your boy Keith Murray apologized. Now, he apologized because
he that whack. You apologize for that BET cipher too? Because that shit was horrible.
You know, totally off topic. What did you think about that BET cipher that's got everybody going nuts now?
All of them was weak. The best one was the live one. Of course, with the real battle rap niggas, but as far as the rappers go, like, it was a couple standout lines, but it wasn't. Charles Hamilton, look, he surprised me because he came off the top of the dome. And you know what I'm saying? And it was funny how it was, they had it explicit, but they were still muting out certain things. I was just like, you gonna let them say fucking nigga, but you ain't gonna let them say whatever you bleeped out. And I was just like, that's bullshit. But anyway,
but the red man one is the one that everybody got, they going nuts.
And that shit was horrible. Redman was alright. Redman was the only thing, but Keith Murray and Eric Sermon was garbage. Man, I just watched these shits before we recorded the show, so they fresh on the mind. So people don't doubt me. Just that cryptic tape that dropped that on Nappy Afro last night. Well,
yeah. What you think of that? I mean, does
this shit was weak as fuck, man?
So Crit needs to apologize too.
Crit need to apologize for putting out that weak ass shit. And these Crit fans is like, oh man, that shit dope. Y'all niggas lying, man. Crit is boring. He's almost corny. And then he biting Outkast. I really don't like the fact that he bite the Outkast little intros and shit. Like, he really, like, niggas trying to be, me and Beezy was talking about this last night. Niggas trying to be third album Outkast without going through the progression of being the first and second album Outkast. Like, you just can't jump into it being, like, Andre, it was a progression of Andre becoming Andre and Big Boy becoming Big Boy. Y'all just can't jump in there trying to be like third album Andre or fifth album. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So stop. These niggas just copying Andre. I mean, copying Outkast. Well, I guess that's what they supposed to do, but nah, man, stop it, man. Crit, no. Rory, no. All these niggas, stop biting Outkast, man.
Y'all got terrified the fuck up, man. Hey, you real about that shit, though. That's profound.
Yeah, and then Crit sounded like Kendrick Lamar. He biting Kendrick Lamar flow on a couple songs. I'm like, man, goddamn, Crit. Like, you didn't got so far away. Like, Crit was here, was his best work. You know what I'm saying? He ain't done shit good as that since. Any nigga arguing with me, you in denial, nigga. So I'm telling you, man, Crit has been on the decline. I don't know how his last album got 5 stars. GQ Blue must have been drinking too much. Damn, man. Come on, man. Crit. I'm sorry, man. I just can't fuck with Crit anymore, man.
That nigga got fired up.
I listened to the whole shit twice, and I was just like, man, this shit horrible, man. I mean, it ain't horrible, but it's just like, for Crit, I expected so much out of him, and to see that he's still, like, he's regressing. And it's just like, like, I don't know, man. It's just like, I don't know. Crip, man, just, then he got one song with Ludacris. You know how Ludacris always had him chanting songs like, yeah, all these hoes. And you know how he had them songs like that, right?
All these niggas and all these hoes.
Some, yeah, yeah, something like some little chant song like that. You know, Ludacris could do that shit because that's the way he do. Man, Crip, that's like so far from what you're doing. Like, then you trying to be Pimp C. Like, man, stop, man. Like, man, just get your own identity, Crip, man. God damn.
Well, that's kind of what happened, though. Like, when Crip, after his first album, like, it's like he's been searching to figure out who the fuck he was.
Yes, it's like, I mean,
he trying to do that Outkast shit. He trying to do that fucking DJ Magic Mike shit. He trying to be Common.
Like, yeah, he's just trying to be like, it's just, it's weird, man. So that just, he just needs his own identity, man.
Like, yeah, everybody can't just branch off and be who the fuck they are and be comfortable like Fonte.
Yeah.
Fonte just, said, fuck it, I can sing a little bit, I can rap a little bit. That's gonna be my thing.
This my lane, bro. Like, yo.
Speaking of which, that nigga needs to get back in the studio. Can we, man, get another, yes, Fonte, man, album? Jesus Christ.
Please, man. God damn. It's been, what, 3 years? I still listen to that shit, though. It's still live. And that's the bad part about it. His album's still dope. That album should have got 5. Dub, you owe me another half a fucking star for that one, man.
Hey, you can always do the rewind review.
It's too late. It's just like, it's under
it ain't too late, written, man. Rewind. That's the point of rewind review.
Yeah, I've done it on the show 40 times. That shit needs 5.
What about that Nas, though?
Yeah, it's all right. Last time I listened to that Nas, nigga, tell me. I can tell you the last time I listened to it. I can tell you the last time I listened to it.
I already know when last time.
February the 33rd.
I already know when last time when you listened to it. Holy shit. Nigga, get these people your goddamn. We supposed to talk about sports, too. We done already talked to these people for like an hour and some change.
You know, we can let sports slide. We'll just let sports build slide up. Just have an episode. You know, this is gonna be a slow news week 1 week, and we just gonna talk about sports the whole show.
And y'all deal with it. Yeah. So do your Keep It 100, man.
Oh, Keep It 100 is user submitted by Old Furious. He said, okay, he made a comment on that site about he was getting a haircut and the barber walked off, came back, cut his hair, his hands were smelling like weed, and he just didn't like this. He didn't trust a barber that's high to cut his hair. And I'm keep 100 with you, nigga. Most barbers smoke weed. That's why they cut hair, nigga, because they can't pass a drug test. So I'm pretty sure every nigga that didn't cut your hair been a weed head. Now, maybe he just didn't smell like weed when he was cutting your hair. Maybe it made you uncomfortable. But, I mean, it's okay. It's not like he's impaired. Most niggas nice with the clippers. Cutting hair is something you, I mean, come on. I done had a barber cut my hair with a blunt in his mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Like,
yes. I mean, it's not a problem. Man, I used to have this nigga used to come in. This nigga named Jeff, nigga. He would deliver. He'd come to your house and cut your hair. Nigga would charge you like $5. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd come to your house, cut your hair. Nigga was nice. Like, get you, man. Come on, I used to get my hair cut like every 3 days. Nigga, like, fuck it. Line stays sharp, man. What you mean?
I can't do the barber game no more, man. This shit is just weird, man.
You gotta find you a good barber. It's all right.
Nah, man.
You need to find you a barber over 40, man. You be good. Little young niggas trying to get a haircut and shit, man.
It's no, the nigga that cut my hair is like 40, and he's the one who charged me 45 for that mohawk.
Yeah, see, that's like, you can't go to no old nigga ass with no mohawk. That's the thing, man. Them niggas don't
There's
know
too how many to... rules. That's why I just don't go to barbers. Fuck
man,
it.
It's all right, man. You gotta have
Fuck
a barber.
It, man. Fuck that.
You gotta find your barbershop with a conversation good and you have your good time in there. Like, my barbershop, man, every time I go, man, it's a blast. Like, them motherfuckers in there do not know how to act, bro. It's this one motherfucker coming in, he the biggest Noel fan I know. He loud as a motherfucker. He talk motherfucking shit. He was sitting there, like, one day he was like, anytime you talk shit about his team, he just put $20 in the drawer and say, I put $20 in the drawer every week, and every week I come back, that $20 in there because nobody want to take my money. Like, the nigga be talking shit.
But check this, so check this shit out. This is something I've seen in Austin. I've never seen it in any other city. Mm. The barbers here rent booth space from salons.
Oh, nah. See,
so, like, it's like a fucking, like, you go into a building, an office building in the strip mall.
Nah.
And they're set up to where there's different stations.
Nah.
And they show up there.
No.
So you go to this one building and it's full of different barbers.
No. No.
I've never seen that shit, but that's how they roll out here.
Nah, man. Wait till. No, sorry. You need to find you a barber shop.
I'm not going to a barber shop. Fuck that. The niggas is doing hair coloring and putting chalk on your line.
Nah, man. That's
I'm out that shit, bro.
No, sorry. It's still a barber shop around there where niggas go, man. I don't believe it, man.
I'm sure that they do. I don't go because
that's
I'm
my
not...
job for the next episode. Nope, I'm find going. Some barber shop in Austin, Texas.
Why do you hate me, Jern?
You I don't hate wearing, you. I just, man, I just
you won't be wearing Starberries. You won't be going to fucking whack ass barbers. Why do you hate me? We supposed to be boys.
I know you. No, you.
We supposed to be boys.
You claim to support black business, but you will not. Like,
I right. support every black business. There's a nigga on the corner right now that's a black business. He ain't selling shit worth nothing. I support every black business.
Like I said, instead of spending $200 on a pair of Michael Jordan sneakers that not, like I said, you know, you can spend $200 on Starberries, buy like five pair.
Wear them. First of all, that'd be about 35 pair of Starberries.
But whatever, yeah, exactly.
And second of all, no.
Listen, man.
The quality's not there.
It's made in the same factory.
Nigga, polo is made in the same factory as them goddamn Walmart shirts. Which one do you think wears out first?
I wear them Walmart shirts. Hey, I could buy like seven of them by the time my one polo shirt's or shit. Hey,
you just throw your money in the toilet then. It's quicker. It's quicker.
I probably got about seven real polo shirts now. And I probably got about 30 Walmart shirts, nigga. Like, just so you know.
You need 30 just so you don't wear one out.
Hey, so what, man? Man, I bought Magellan shirt, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck that shit. A lot of these shoes, they probably made in the same factory. All these shoes probably made in the same factory as Payless shoes.
Yes.
Have you ever bought a pair of Payless shoes?
I have.
How many times did you wear them before the motherfuckers blew out the side and the sole came apart?
Hey, I can't remember.
You goddamn right you can't remember because you was at the store buying a replacement pair.
Hey, I know one time my mama bought me some cheap ass shoes, but I was just like, hell nah. It was fun. Hey, I don't know what them shits was, but it was like some XP3000s or some shit, but. Well, all I know is I got on my bicycle that day. I drove that, rolled up that hill, and I put my feet on the ground and just, hey, I wore the bottom off the motherfucker. She was just like, what did you do to these shoes? I was like, hey, she act like she won't go buy nothing. Went to grandma's house, showed her my shoes, boy. Grandma, we got me a pair of kicks. Well, I was like, yeah, nah, fuck that.
I'm telling you, it fucking changed my life in high school. I talked about this in another episode. You know I'm a one-trick pony. The goddamn Bostonians I bought from Lord & Taylor.
Oh, shit.
First time I bought some quality shoes, the motherfuckers was $109 after tax. And them shoes last forever.
Bostonians?
Nigga. Bostonians, nigga.
They like dress-up shoes or something?
Yeah, it was fucking wingtips. It was some black-ass wingtips.
Okay.
Quality shoes. Changed my life. Changed my life, nigga. I bought some shoes from Payless before for a job interview. By the time the interview was over, my foot was showing out.
Bruh, I had some cheap ass shoes from Payless that I used to wear when I was a little car salesman and shit. Motherfucker, one day of wearing them motherfucker, man, my motherfucking feet, man, oh my God. But I had to buy it, man, listen. Hey, then man. I bought some nice little comfortable shoes with the Red Wing, got me some little Red Wing. Oh my. Yeah, that shit, they do fuck, hey man, it make your life a life. You a real nigga, work a job 10, 12 hours on your feet, spend money on good work shoes, bro. I'm telling you, man, hey, your back will not be hurting as bad. I'm telling you, man.
I will buy
a Red Wing shoe. They pay for themselves, man.
Hey, spend some money. Look, like, if you try to put together your outfit, I will spend money on shoes every time. I will get some $5 jeans, some $5 pants, fucking $2 shirt. I don't give a fuck. But the shoes, nigga, hey, I'm going to spend some money on some shoes, on some Starberries.
Listen, once again, Shaw Wright has turned the show into about shoes. And he did it again.
God damn it. Just let me live, John. Don't have me walking around with a bad haircut and some Starberries. Just let me live, bro.
We went from the barbershop to shoes, people.
I'm just saying let me live because you're trying to set me up for failure.
Spin doctor.
You're just trying to set me up for failure and I just want to live. That's all it is.
Man, I'm going to find you a good barbershop.
No,
man.
I don't need a good barbershop. I'm good.
Man, you need to get your nice edge, man. You can't be walking around with the widow's peak and shit, man. I will clown you. If any of my niggas get a widow's peak, man, I'm clowning you, bro.
We know somebody who has a widow's peak.
Who?
It's a female.
Girls don't count. I'm talking about dudes with
widow's peak, man. I don't know no niggas with no widow's peak, but I'm not doing that shit. I got an afro. I don't have a widow's peak anyway, so I'm good. It's an afro or bald. I'm not fucking with barbers no more, man. I'm done.
Quick question. You live North Austin, South Austin?
Northwest Austin.
So this Pflugerville, no.
I'm not going to your barber. I'm not.
It's Liberty not Hill, Georgetown, any of these names sound familiar.
I'm not going to.
So you be going to the sports clips and shit, man. Of course you're not going
to
get no good.
I don't go to no sports kid. Real talk. So we're talking about spending money on black businesses. I went to this black barbershop is where I was getting my hair cut. I saw that nigga every week and I dropped to $20 every week for edge up and a fade. When I went in there and asked that nigga to cut my mohawk, that's when he gave me the barber handoff. He handed me off to a nigga who was fresh out the joint. I mean, the nigga still had on the goddamn suit. He fucked my head up. Like with the first cut. So I showed him a picture of what I want. Yo, This the mohawk I'm trying to get. This is how I had it before. This one, all right, cool. He immediately, with the first cut, cut me into a point. I hate that shit, bro. The first cut, zoom. I said, God damn it, I know he fucking up. Then when he showed me, he put the mirror up, and my fade was fucked up. Everything was trash. And I was like, damn, can you tighten up that fade a little bit? Oh, yeah, I'm not done. I'm just showing you the progress. Look.
Why, nigga? You don't do that till you're done, nigga. Like,
what? Right. What barbershop? No, you was about to let me walk out looking like an ass. So that was the last time I went in that barbershop. I don't fuck around with... I'm done, bro.
Told you, man. I'm going to find you a good barbershop.
I don't need a barber. I'm good. I got the fro. I'm about to blow this fro out.
You still need to get the edge up, make your fro look, man, that'll make it pop, man. Then let it go nappy and shit, get the little sponge that the kids be doing and
I rub got all that. Head. I got all that.
Yeah.
I do that myself.
Oh, okay.
I don't need the
fro. Edge up yourself, all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
What did I say? You know what, man? With friends like Jerry, bro. Man, get these people your winners and losers. Shit.
Oh, man. Now to my dog Chris, man. My winner this week is old Dalvin Cook, man. Goddamn, man. Hey, Dalvin Cook is a motherfucking animal, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the man going to sit out next year because he's going pro and won't play. So, you know, I hope this is a new wave in college football where these kids rebel against the system. I mean, you got enough tape on me like Leonard Fournette. After this season, you need to sit it down. Like, don't play next year.
Now.
See the story of Todd Gurley. See the story of Nick Chubb. These niggas get hurt, Marcus Lattimore. These niggas get hurt, lose millions. You got enough tape. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would get, Todd Gurley got drafted with a motherfucking tore ACL. So, nigga, you will get drafted if you do not play next year. You know what I'm saying? Stay working out, train, all that shit. They gonna draft you. Leonard Fournette will be the number one pick if he doesn't play next year.
Fuck
you know?
Next year, next game.
I'm just saying, but at least finish the season out. Don't be a Steve Spurrier and quit on your team. Quit. You know what I'm saying? You know, in the middle of the year. But I can understand why he did it, man. Shout out to old ball coach, man. Damn, hater shit. Legend.
He's goddamn shot at Spurrier real quick.
He'll love it, man. Because that's what he'll do, man. He'll do it. He'll take a shot at you, man. It's all right. He only know you. He'll take a shot at you.
That's
man.
Nothing new. That happens all the time. Who's your loser?
My loser this week is I'm keeping it in college, man. Steve Sarkisian. Former head coach of the USC football Trojans. This motherfucker was an alcoholic. So much of an alcoholic, he coached a game drunk, they said. He had the little statements at the pep rally when he said, you know, fuck somebody or whatever. He cursed and, you know, he was drunk then. Then he said he showed up to work Sunday and, you know, players was texting, coaches lit, and then they just sent him home because it was like he was in no shape to work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, he got fired. Well, first he got put on indefinite leave, and then they worked out all the, I guess, the contract where they wouldn't have to do a buyout, and they fired his fucking ass on Monday. So he's done. He's my loser, man. Like, Sark, you just got the fucking job, and now you're out. You know, get some help. You know what I'm saying? You got a problem, you know, but.
So they must have lost that game that he coached drunk.
Oh, I don't know. I think they won, but it was.
Well, then shit, what's the problem?
Can't be drunk on the side. If you smell, like, come on, man. You got a problem, so, right? You don't show up. You're not one of the fucking fans. You're the coach. Drink after the game. Like, listen, man, alcohol is a big problem. Like, people drink every day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's functioning, you know, people, but you can't come up to the game drunk, man. You can't do that, so, right, man?
They won, though.
I don't care.
I'm just saying they won.
Let me make sure if they won, man. I hope they lost. Nah, they probably won. They only lost, what, one or two games this year.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you fucking got the W. Who snitched? We won. I'm drinking. That means your practice is probably going to be light. Who told?
The Arizona State game.
Arizona State loses every fucking
game. He might have been drunk in two games. The September 26th, man.
Somebody snitched. And that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, they won that game 42-14.
It was a blowout. We didn't even need the coach.
They said at one point during the game, coaches pulled Sarkisian out of a player huddle on the sidelines because they believed he was intoxicated, man. Come on, man.
But they fucking won. That's all I'm saying. They won. I'm starting to think that coaches just really don't fucking matter anymore. It's just not important. Unless you're doing like your boy Joe Madden with the Cubs. Other coaches are bullshit. Phil Jackson's a fraud. Pops is a good ass coach. This nigga was drunk and they got the W. Then you gonna fire him? Like,
but I mean, you can't alcohol. You didn't have some bad. Like, man, come on. You show up to work drunk as fuck, man. You can't do that.
Alcohol's legal.
It's legal, but I mean, goddamn, you can't go at a job. You can't come to work drunk. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
We won. I'm just saying it didn't impair me from doing my job. We won.
Nah, man. And it's not legal. NFL, man. It's college, man. You got kids, man.
Hey, well, your kids ain't getting paid either. This should have been an overall revolt.
Kids are getting paid now, so all right.
Who getting paid?
The kids get paid. They get a little check, a monthly check.
How much?
Like $1,500.
I ain't getting no for every player on the team.
Yes.
We need to see transcripts.
Tell you, man, you ain't hear that because it's like you ain't hear about the stories about the players getting docked for like having dirty rooms and missing class and missing workouts. They get docked some of their little pay and stuff like that.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Good job, niggas. Whatever. Whatever, man. The nigga won. That's all I'm saying. The nigga won. You can be drunk on the job if you win. My winners and losers this week, of course, Black Ink, Empire, all losers. All you motherfuckers that say that you're colorblind, you're a loser. I just don't rock with that. Like, that's the most coward way to handle race shit. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate when people say, I don't see color. Get the fuck out of here. All you white people who say that my ancestors were slaved too, I don't want to hear that shit either. Just stop it. Stop trying to compare. Stop trying to act like you know the experience. I don't want to hear that shit. You motherfuckers is losers. Also, you can't even be in the bank while you're black anymore. Did you hear about this shit?
Wow.
So apparently these college students were in a bank. Somebody said that they were uncomfortable. And the cops, you know, hemmed them up. Put them on the ground, facing the grass, the whole nine. You can't even bank while you're black. So this shit's out of hand, man. I can't deal with these motherfuckers.
I can't put my bank anyway, so all right. I got that kind of account. I have an e-checking account or something like that where I have to do all online banking and through the ATM and shit.
How do you like that shit?
I mean, it don't bother me. What do I need to go in the bank for? Like, why do I need to see the teller? Like, I'm just going to withdraw or deposit. I can do all that from the ATM. Like, I don't never have no business to handle in the bank. Like, never.
See, so it's weird because when I think about, like, PayPal, there's no place to go for PayPal shit. But I've been using PayPal without an issue for 5 years.
You can put money into your PayPal account like at Walmart and shit like that.
Yeah, you got to go buy the right card and load it up at Walmart, but still, you're not going into a place to deal with a transaction. You're calling, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at trying to get this other account open for the business, and I want to do it with a black bank.
Shit, you crazy, motherfucker?
Hold on, man. What you mean? You wouldn't go to a black bank?
Ain't let no niggas handle my money.
Oh, man. Hold on, bro. We waited till the end of the show to get this shit. So, so I got to buy some cheap ass shoes and got to go fuck with a questionable barbershop.
Hey, look, I'm not dealing with no black bank, bro. Sorry. Like, this is not. There's certain things. Like, man, I told you it's all right, man. I don't let niggas work on my car unless I know them niggas. But like a black mechanic shop, man, unless it's owned by somebody like a family, I'm not fucking with it, man. No.
Wow.
Hell
no. Wow. And you just got on me for not buying some cheap ass strawberries.
I support black businesses all the time, so all right. So that's why I'm like,
banking is an industry.
So what? I'm not letting them niggas is not that industry I'm not fucking with, man. No. Hell no. Nah. Sorry, have you ever did business with black people?
Of course.
Has it always ran smoothly?
No.
All right then. So why would I deal with my money? That's I was like, what?
Well, I've also done business with white people, and that don't go smoothly either.
Hey, but what's the ratio?
Out here, nigga, I don't know.
No. Money times. Like, who do you rather deal with? You can mute it out, so all right. You can.
This nigga, I'd rather deal with whoever the fuck gonna pay.
Exactly, you rather deal with the green. I understand that, but who hassles you more? Like, that's what I.
Hey, the hassle's definitely different, but you're not gonna put me in the corner, goddamn.
You're not gonna who kid me.
No, who kid, bro? No, who kid? It's not gonna happen, bro. I'm just saying, so I'm thinking about doing this. The problem is that the bank, now it's still closer than a PayPal bank, I guess, because they're in Houston. But that's a 3-hour drive.
Hell, man, what the fuck? It's all right, man.
It's a 3-hour drive.
Fucking Wells Fargo or somebody get you a fucking account.
Wells Fargo is being indicted right now.
Okay, go to Skank of America then, man. But damn,
Left Skank of America. And man, Wells Fargo has been giving black people fucked up housing loans. They're being investigated right now. I can't do Wells Fargo.
Well, go to Skank, man. You still got that. Well, the bank's got it. Hey, go to a credit union, man. Straight up. No bullshit.
I got 2 credit union accounts.
Okay, get 3.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with credit union. This is always my issue. Anytime I need something done, it's after 5 o'clock. There's nobody to talk to.
See, It's all fucked up.
So let me know what y'all think in the comments. Would you be like German, not deal with a black bank at all? Mm-hmm. Or would you just fucking deal with it and call it, you know, call some business? If it's not local, you know what I'm saying? It's a 3-hour drive if I ever have to go in there.
I know a certain HBCU got their own bank. And I know black people that work at this HBCU said they won't even fuck with this bank. Why? Because it's ran by niggas. Like, niggas is like, yo, I just...
Man, we got some serious trust issues in the community.
Telling you, man.
Really do. Like, when it comes to black shit, we always question.
Because it's like, don't when you put money in the bank, that shit just, like, disappear, right? Like, if you go to the bank right now and deposit $30,000.
Right.
You could not go into the bank tomorrow and take out $29,000.
Nah, they got a hold. They got a hold.
Because that money you put in there is fucking gone. That shit is gone. That's why they do that shit to you, man. That's my fucking money. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bitch, you ain't asked me to put a hold on my $30,000 deposit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you, man.
Nigga, I don't like dealing with money at all. Like, this shit pisses me off. I hate that I can do a transaction. This just happened on another... God damn it. Jeremy, you be setting me up for failure. This just happened on another pair of shoes. God damn it. So I bought some shoes. The transaction said it failed. I went ahead and tried it again. It said it failed. Then I looked at my account and both transactions went through.
Damn.
So when I called and said, yo, I just did these transactions. It was 6 minutes because I've been on hold. I need you to cancel them so I can use a different card and make it work. Well, it's going to take 2 to 3 billing cycles to get your money back. Bitch, you just took my money. You took fucking $500 in 2 seconds. But I got to wait goddamn a month and a half. Man, I hate that shit. So the same way with banks. You go in there just like you said. You put in a certain amount of money or the fucking biggest scam that they got right now. Take a picture of your check and the deposits.
Man, I'm not doing this e-deposits. Shit.
So I did an e-deposit of a check. It was like $200. No real money. Nigga, when it said it took 5 business days. I said, bro, I should have just went to the bank.
Yeah, you never deposit a check. You cash a check, then deposit the money. People, if you need the money instantly, never deposit the check. Cash the check, then deposit the money. Funds are available immediately. Cat check might be next day, some bullshit, 2 days. They always fuck you. I remember when Bank of America used to have a little envelope you put the money in. Nigga, when I needed some money, nigga, if I knew I was getting paid like the next day or some shit like that, and I needed money the day before payday, you know, they had the little envelopes. So I say, well, I deposit $50. Ain't nothing in that motherfucking envelope. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no, are you serious?
Yes, nigga, I used to motherfucking shoot, take that, you know, they make the $50 immediately. I take the $50 out. So I used to pay the little, you know, the little, whatever little
fee. Oh, bro. This is some. Nigga. What? Nigga. You what? Said that you put the empty envelope in the fucking deposit?
Yes. And say I put like whatever in there. This is before they had like the where you put just the cash in now. You know, so you just throw the cash in there now.
Holy shit.
Yes, nigga. I used to be like, well, fuck, I need some money. Like, boop, I do that. Yeah, take that shit out. Pay whatever little $35 fee or whatever it was for that. But then, like, I did it too much and the motherfucker sent me a letter like, hey, motherfucker. Like, nigga.
Holy shit. So then by the time that they went to check the money, you'd already get a regular deposit.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, I pay the fee. If not, if it caught, like if you did it at a certain time, like after 9 or something, you know, it'd get my time for my check to hit the bank. You know what I'm saying? So when they look, see the money went there or whatever, they'll just take it out. When I did it too many times, they're about to close my account, man.
And then that shit's amazing. Shitty banks, Wachovia.
Wachovia.
Oh my god, it's the worst fucking bank in the world, dog. This shit is trash.
But they call it Wachovia.
Them niggas used to do me dirty every payday.
Yeah.
Every payday. I set up a bill pay for Friday. Oh, nigga, they taking it out Wednesday. And they charge you NSF fees for 2 days for some shit that they did early.
I just be like, yo, that's not my fucking problem. Like, man, that's why I hate automatic pay, because, I mean, you know, you know, the way my account's set up, some days it be shaky, some days it don't. You know, so that's why I don't like nothing recurring. That's why my Netflix shit, like, it always stay, you know, I can't, because I just like, if shit come out on the 7th, I might not have no money in the bank on the 7th. I might have it on the 8th. I might have it on the 12th. You know, it's just like, that's why I hate motherfucking, I never sign up for nothing that's going to be recurring every month.
I can't with do you it. On that, man, shit. Fuck Wachovia anyway, man. I closed my account. So when I closed my account over there, and this is on my credit report too, this is ignorant shit, but it proved the point. So I didn't do any more transactions when I knew I was going to close my account for like 2 weeks. So nothing. I went in there, pulled my last bit of money out, closed the account. Do you know the nigga sent me a letter in the mail for like $2.50?
Oh shit.
For some other fee? And it went to collections.
$2.50?
$2.50 they sent to collections.
Damn.
Fuck Wachovia, bro. Real talk. I don't know how we got to Wachovia. We're talking about all black business. Jeremy tried to set me up for failure.
I said thanks. Landscaping, hairstyles, cooking, you know, all that.
Everything else, but once it comes to money, you can't fuck with black people.
Nah.
So if you, let's say you hit the lotto, because you play the lotto all the time.
Okay.
You get the numbers, you know what I'm saying? You want to get an account. Are you going to a black accountant?
No. I'm not having no accountant. I'm not going to pay no nigga to help. Crazy, nigga. I got money, nigga. I don't need no help. I can add.
Like, don't you want to set shit up for Prince Jerm or Princess Jerm?
I mean, I'm gonna go put them some money up in a little thing to get them. You know, I might ask some people I know, like, hey, what's the best thing to put some money into? Blah 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 blah. All right, well, that's what I'm gonna do. You know, then I'm gonna open up my motherfucker. I'm gonna build me an apartment complex, and then that's it. That's gonna be my money maker right there.
You're gonna be a slumlord.
I'm not gonna be a slumlord. I'm gonna have the best apartment complex, and I mean, I don't have no Section 8 people in there. If I do have Section 8, they're gonna have their own little building, so they all be in the same area. I'm not gonna have my Section 8 with my full paying customers and shit. I ain't gonna do that.
Why not?
Why? That's the most, because the niggas that live there, they only pay like $30 a month. They gonna treat that like they only pay $30 a month. But the nigga live next door to you paying $600-$700 a month, they gonna treat that shit like you can't have them niggas living inside each other. So you have all the $30 a month niggas living together. So that building will have the most maintenance because, you know, they're going to have little kids hanging, busting shit up. So you had that one building where only the, you know, Section 8 families and shit, that, you know, your welfare recipients, they live in that building where I got all my nice little working folk, you know, it's everywhere else. So you got to worry about all that noise and shit. You know, it's just, come on, man, it worked that way. If I have them out there. See, I might not even have them out there at all. But it's that government money that's guaranteed every month. I ain't got to worry about them hassling them on the first. That money going to be there. So it's kind of like, I see why niggas do it. But, I also see why niggas don't do it. You know.
What about when they mix it up? Like, when they have, like, it's only a certain amount. So out of, you know, 30 buildings, it'll be like 3 or 4 units that's for Section 8.
Yeah. See, that's the, you know, nah. Uh-uh.
Mm. No mixing at all.
Nah, no mixing at all.
Oh my God. Jared, just give my shout outs, man, so we get the fuck out of here,
man. Hey, man, shout out to the nation. Shout out to BZ, Blue, Dub, what's his name? Jordan. I was about to say his real, his gum.
don't do that, bro.
He changes, like I said, he always changes Twitter up all the time. Shout out to Vic Digital, aka VG, Ruler Myself, Papa Dad Show, Ass Dad Show, the first mama daddy of, I mean, no, daddy daughter of the Frocast.
You fucking up right now, bro.
Tracy May, everybody, man. Shout out to all y'all. You know.
Hey, Daryl took shots at us, man. He said he's not invited back to the podcast.
Shit at like noon, nigga. It's 9 o'clock where you at. You're not even up. Ain't you in Afghanistan or some shit like that, nigga? Like, what day it is you talking shit, man?
Right, so, man, nigga's about to be in Africa and some other shit, yeah, too, right?
Be fucking in Peru and shit. Like, nobody dub, man. Come on. You let us know when you're available, Dub, man.
Yeah, and then we might be able to get the show in. I mean, it's all on the schedule. It's full of shit.
Email sending ass, man. God. Hey, look, man. Y'all niggas stop including me in them little stupid-ass emails, bro. Like, this shit pisses me off.
Which emails would those be, sir?
All the ones they be talking about album reviews and shit. Listen, man. I don't review fucking albums, man. Like, give a fuck who reviews what, man. Like, yo, like, I might do a review every once in a blue fucking moon, nigga. And I'm talking about, like, not even a blue moon, bro. Like,
so what's the proper way? If I'm a new nigga on Nappy Afro and I'm trying to get a review, what's the proper
King
way?
German and shit. Just that's what the proper way. You can add all the mother niggas. I ain't speaking for them. Make sure you add the Nappy Afro address in there, because, you know, BeEZ is the one that coordinates all who does what. You start asking me, I had somebody doing that, BeEZ, like, nah, I already had somebody doing that. So that's why I stay out of it. So don't send me into it. That's what I'm saying. Because I tell you to do it, then B called me, be like, why you tell a nigga to do that shit? I'm like, well, I mean, he has to do it. I already had somebody doing it. So I don't, you know, so don't send me the shit.
Like, we're trying to let y'all know.
Well, you got to add me on Twitter because, you know, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we're trying to let y'all know, man. This is like the third or fourth time we've said this.
Yes.
BeEZ coordinates the goddamn reviews.
Yes.
Just email Nappy Afro email. You don't have to add everybody else. You don't have to reply to the email from January talking about some fucking album review. You don't
then
have to
they argue back and forth, and this should be like, why are you including me with arguments? Y'all niggas just catty.
These new niggas catty?
Yes.
God damn, man. Just, you know. We fuck with y'all. Look
at that, man. What the H2Os and the, you know, the what was the nigga architects at? But them niggas was quiet and they handled their business, man.
Just did a review. It just came in. We had to worry about the shit. It just came in.
These niggas, yeah.
Wasn't no cancellations. The fuck
niggas review. Calling out reviews and not doing the shit, man. Goddamn. Well, that was the H2O staple right there. That was the
don't slap the young guy, man.
I tried to do it. I just couldn't do it. And maybe I had to put my...
Don't slander the young water, man. Come on,
bro.
DG
used to always say, yo, I'm about to send in this article with the FBI, bro. This nigga said this shit like 40 times, man. He never got this fucking article, nigga. Like, this shit's so funny, man. Like,
man, don't slander. This is why we divided now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, man.
Fro Live matters, man.
You know what? We out of this motherfucker, man. This has been another episode of Frocast with your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day. We will holler at you on another episode next week or whenever the fuck we get it done. We out. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com